Today's episode is sponsored by Glory and Shine, offering lotions, soap bars, lip balms, beard care, and much, much more. All of their products are natural, wholesome, and prayerfully designed and crafted to inspire the Catholic faithful during everyday acts of life and to promote prayer, meditation on scripture, and Marian devotion. For 10% off your entire order, use promotional code RUA at checkout, and please check out the link in the show notes. Today's episode is also sponsored by Annunciation Designs, offering practical products to help families call to mind the sacred in the midst of the ordinary. Popular products include future saint activity cards for little ones at Mass, and the monthly snail mail subscription, The Wanderlust Catholic. Visit AnnunciationDesigns.com or visit the link in the show notes for 10% off an order of $10 or more. The Wanderlust Catholic is excluded. Thank you for supporting these incredible Catholic businesses, listeners. Here is today's story. Virginia is a devoted wife and homeschooling mother who loves to share her gift of hospitality with everyone she meets. A natural cheerleader of the heart and a passionate advocate for time spent with Jesus, Ellen delights in encouraging women to choose joy each day. You can follow her on Facebook and Instagram at Yoked to the Healer. Listeners, we ask that you sit with us, pray with us, and learn with us as we listen to Ellen's story of faith on our shared journey to the cross.
Ellen, God wants you to be healed. He longs for you to be whole. The glow of my phone in the dark living room provided enough light for me to find a Kleenex. As tears fell onto the screen, my friend's text message, spanning hundreds of miles between us, touching my heart in the wound that needed healing the most. Self-sufficiency, false humility, pride. All of these are different words for the same phenomenon, the one that had created a wall between my heart and God's. I loved Jesus, but I had not fully grasped his unconditional love for me. For months, I had convinced myself that I didn't have time to make my health a priority. I had a busy life and perhaps would make time when my children were older. My friend's inspired message cut through my pride, allowing a glimpse of myself from the Father's point of view. I was beloved and worthy. Worthy of healing. Worthy of giving him time to heal my body and my heart. The following day, I made the phone call I had been putting off for months. I scheduled surgery with a specialist 4 hours away for polycystic ovarian syndrome, or PCOS. I was nervous to undergo the procedure, but given the lengthy waiting list for such a skilled surgeon, I had time to forget about it. However, as the months progressed, so did my symptoms. Another cyst rupture left me reeling in pain, followed by a day in bed to recuperate. Instead of growing in fear of the surgery, I grew in gratitude that I had a deadline, a date on the calendar for when I could finally be rid of these symptoms. Many years before all of this, when I first became a mother, I had committed myself to serving whoever Jesus put in my path through making meals. It was a tangible way to teach my small children about loving our neighbors, and it was much easier than volunteering at church with toddlers in tow. I delighted in helping others, and yet I hadn't accepted the reality that I needed help too. I had forgotten that in order to give love, I had to receive it from the source of love, Jesus. In the months leading up to my surgery, we were thankful that we had built a community around us and were blessed by the love of close family and friends. Our 2 years in that town were the longest we had lived in one place, and we had no intentions to leave. I was confident that our friends and family would be right by our side to carry us through surgery and recovery. I had embraced the fact that I would need their help to manage through, and my heart was at ease. That is, until one day, 6 weeks before my surgery, God stirred our hearts and asked us to trust him in a much bigger way. We gave him our mustard seed of faith and took the leap, accepting my husband's job promotion and moving our family 3 hours away from home. The closing date on the purchase of our new home was scheduled 3 days before my surgery, and I was certain I had somehow mixed up the plan. The timing of it all felt like a mistake. God wanted me to be healed, but how was I going to undergo surgery without our vast network of support? Ready or not, surgery day arrived, but to my surprise, I felt an overwhelming peace. Through Christ's mercy, the intercession of Our Lady of Sorrows, and the hands of a very skilled surgeon, my surgery was extremely successful. The surgeon performed a bilateral ovarian wedge resection, returning my elevated hormones to normal ranges, all while preserving my fertility. I heard the doctor sharing the news with my husband, and I tried to open my eyes to see their faces. Despite my greatest efforts to complete such a small task, they wouldn't open as nausea racked me to my core. "Narcotic naive," the nurses paged to one another in the post-operation room as they checked my vitals once more. Pain seared through my body, and I could barely speak or move. They were the most painful moments I had encountered in my life, and yet, there was that peace again. And there he was, the one who had longed for my healing. He hadn't left my side. He asked me to offer my suffering for those in need of prayer, as names scrolled past my closed eyes, friends, relatives, strangers, and neighbors alike. Through his grace, I received the strength to focus on uniting my suffering to Christ's sufferings for them. And though the pain lingered, peace did too, in a greater way. It happened to be Lent, and Christ had invited me to Calvary with him through my own personal cross. Leaving our support and moving to a new town right before major surgery meant that I had only one who could fully care for my heart, Jesus. My support of nearby friends had been stripped away, but he remained. My expected 2-week recovery turned into a 6-week recovery, and though my heart was weary and doubting at times, Jesus never left my side. He provided help at every moment during those long weeks through our family and friends, near and far, who came to our aid. Weeks passed, and I was soon physically able to care for myself, but I wasn't prepared for how I would feel about my scars. I had my own battle wounds from birthing our 4 miracles, but the scars from this surgery were different. If I had held on to my pride and self-sufficiency, believing my physical body didn't need healing, I could have avoided the pain and scars of surgery, but I would have been rejecting God's invitation to healing. By his grace, I was able to humble myself enough to accept his help, to accept healing through surgery, to love myself by letting God love and heal me. And I learned that loving myself means loving all of me, including my scars. Though they're hidden from the outside, my scars give me daily perspective and newfound empathy for the many crosses carried by each person I encounter. Yes, it really is true. We love because he first loved us. Real humility allows us to let down our guards of self-sufficiency, allowing the Father to love us. When we've received his love, we can finally, fully love ourselves, wounds and all. That kind of love spills over like an ocean from our hearts into each heart we encounter along the journey to our true home.
And you say, fear not, dear one.
A Lenten Prayer by Carol Hauslander. By your heaviness and fear at Gethsemane, comfort the oppressed and those who are afraid. By your loneliness facing the passion while the apostles slept, comfort those who face evil alone while the world sleeps. By your persistent prayer in anguish of anticipation, strengthen those who shrink from the unknown. By your humility, Lord, taking the comfort of angels, give us grace to help and to be helped by one another and in one another to comfort you, Jesus Christ. Amen.